Thomas E. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a summary neurological report on Thomas Burke, B-U-R-K-E. Middle name is Raymond, R-A-Y-M-O-N-D. His address is 6223 K-I-L-G-O-R-D Court, Magalia, California, 95954. Phone 661-747-2397. ID is XXX-XX-9273. Driver's license is C-1071631. Alternate phone 661-203-3735. Email address is small trijcburke at gmail.com. Insurance is Anthem Blue Cross. The pharmacy is Costco-Chico. Current concerns and difficulties. Leqembi, L-E-Q-U-E-M-B-I, referral status. Next is trouble sleeping. Current medications, lamotrigine 25 milligrams, one tablet by mouth daily for 10 days, then twice a day. It is addressed to currryfnp, Family Medicine Office at Adventist Health, 5125 Skyway, Paradise, California, 95969. Phone is 530-872-2000. Fax is 530-332-1049. Current concerns. Moderate cognitive impairment, evidence for central cerebral degeneration, positive laboratory biomarkers consistent with Alzheimer's disease, subparagraph, he is awaiting referral for Alzheimer's disease treatment. Subparagraph, he demonstrates cognitive impairment of the capacity that would be severely limiting in his functional ability. Subparagraph, he is completely disabled. New paragraph, neurological summary evaluation. He has a 2-year history of progressive memory loss. He reports that he frequently forgets where he puts objects, dash object placement, and has difficulty obtaining qualifying MR imaging with a history of dysomnia. He complains of dysomnia at night. New paragraph, he has completed the NIH quality of life questionnaires, reporting a decline in cognition, comma, function, difficulty in tracking time, reading and following complex instructions, comma, a lot of difficulty planning and keeping appointments, comma, planning an activity several days in advance, comma, getting things organized, comma, remembering where things were placed, comma, remembering a list of errands, comma, learning new tasks and information. New paragraph, he also reported some difficulty in word recollection, comma, having to read instructions several times to understand, comma, more difficulty keeping track of activity if distracted, comma, more trouble understanding if he has accomplished tasks, comma, more trouble remembering novel information, comma, more trouble with activity, comma, impairment, comma, some trouble with reactivity to instructions, some trouble with slow thinking, comma, some trouble paying attention or making mistakes, comma, some trouble with concentration, comma, some trouble planning steps or tasks. New paragraph, there was a little difficulty with positive affect and well-being, but he responded without complaints of fatigue. He reported moderate levels of anxiety, comma, feeling worried, comma, feeling worried about his physical health, comma, feeling anxious, comma, fearful about his future, comma, difficulty calming down, comma, feeling tense, comma, overwhelmed with worry, comma, feeling nervous, comma, feeling uneasy, as well as gross fidgetiness, comma, trouble relaxing, and trouble with moderate trouble with sleeping. New paragraph, he had a few symptoms of depression. He reported moderate levels of discontrol, saying things without thinking, comma, some people telling him that he was a loud talker, comma, doing things that others would think inappropriate, comma, difficulty adjusting to unexpected changes, comma, and a hard time accepting criticism from others. New paragraph, he completed the sleep-wake questionnaire, reporting nocturnal arousals 2 to 3 times with a sense of feeling cold, restless, or having to go to the bathroom. New paragraph, he reported that sleep onset would take 10 to 20 minutes. He denied nocturnal arousals. He reported that he felt that his sleep was a waste of time. He reported that he usually sleeps better with a bed partner. New paragraph, reported that his usual sleep position is on his side, comma, there is no single position that is unusual. He reports remembering dreaming a few times per week. He reports that his dream call is sketchy. He reports feeling alert when he awakens in the morning. New paragraph. He gives a history of bruxism, parenthesis parasomnia, in parenthesis. He was not a sleepwalker as a child. He reports taking Lamisil at bedtime, Ocuvite, comma, glucosamine, comma, vitamin D3, and a multiple vitamin. His Epworth sleepiness scale was scored at 2/24, reporting that he would tend to doze when watching TV, riding as a passenger in a car for an hour. He reported never lying down to take a nap. He also reported having to write notes for himself for to-do lists. He reports having trouble stopping his thoughts at bedtime, comma, falling asleep, comma, and awakening with pain and feeling tense in the middle of the night or early morning. His general neurological evaluation showed generally normal findings. He gave a past medical history of chickenpox. He did not describe any unusual new symptoms, allergies, or adverse reactions. Systematic review of systems, general. He reports general symptoms of forgetfulness, headaches, and loss of sleep. EENT, he reports recurrent headaches, impaired hearing, visual flashes, and halos. He wears eyeglasses. Endocrine, he reports that he's become colder than before. Respiratory, he denied symptoms. Cardiovascular, he denied symptoms. Gastrointestinal, he denied symptoms. Genitourinary, he denied symptoms. Hematological, he denied symptoms. Locomotor, musculoskeletal, he denied symptoms. Mental health, he reported trouble sleeping and panic episodes when stressed. Neck, he denied symptoms. Neuropsychiatric, he denied a history of paralysis, fainting spells, convulsions, or a history of psychiatric referral and care. Male genital urinary, he describes one nocturnal arousal. He denies difficulty with painful urination, hematuria, dysuria, decreased urinary force, recent bladder or prostate problems, testicular pain or swelling. His last episode of prostate rectal examination was in 2021. Dermatological, no symptoms reported. Sexual function, he denied symptoms. He did not answer questions regarding risk factors for transmissible disease. Personal safety, he does not live alone. He denied having frequent falls. He did report some difficulty with vision and hearing. He has completed an advance directive. He denies exposures to verbally threatening behaviors, physical or sexual abuse. Personal and family health history. He was born on January 9, 1965. He is a 60-year-old. New paragraph, his father died from heart disease at an uncertain age. Mother died of natural causes, comma, age uncertain. He has four siblings, two brothers, two sisters, age 68. One died from cancer, and two brothers are healthy. His wife is 56 years old and healthy. He has five children, four daughters, and one son, all healthy. His family history was positive for cancer in a sister, diabetes in a daughter, and hypertension in his mother. He denied a family history of arthritis, asthma, comma, hay fever, comma, bleeding tendency, comma, chemical dependency, comma, heart disease or stroke, comma, tuberculosis, or other illness. Education, he has completed high school. Social history and health habits, he is married. He takes alcohol beverages rarely, one or two maximum per month. He uses no tobacco. He uses no recreational drugs. He lives with his wife. There are currently no dependents at home. Occupational concerns, denied. He does not report any loss from work experience in the last 5 years. New paragraph, serious illnesses and injuries. He denied a history of fractures, concussions, loss of consciousness, serious illness and injuries, operations and hospitalizations. He denied any history of transfusion. He did not indicate any history of operations, hospitalizations, or prolonged hospitalization-related medical care. Neuromuscular review of symptoms. He reports reduced concentration and loss of memory. Head, he denied headaches, infrequent, intermittent in the back of his head. He denied a history of spells or blackouts or similar family history. Neck. He denied neuralgia, loss of grip strength in the upper extremities, numbness, maybe some neuritis in the shoulder. He gave a history of some tingling in the hands and wrists. Upper back and arms, he denied symptoms. Middle back, he denied symptoms. Shoulders, he reports constant arthritic pain in the left shoulder. Elbows, he denied symptoms. Wrists, he gave a history of numbness with tingling but no weakness. Ankles, he denied symptoms. Feet, he denied symptoms. His general neurological examination is within normal limits. He gave occupational history as an oil field worker developing difficulty sleeping. He described having some rashes at night. He reports a need for sleep evaluation. On September 18th, he completed a dementia icometrics workup of the brain with and without contrast. Subparagraph, this showed no evidence of abnormal contrast enhancement, acute ischemia, acute intracranial hemorrhage, mass effect, encephalomalacia, or malformation. His imaging study showed nonspecific generalized involutional changes of the cerebral hemispheres with whole brain hippocampal and cortical lobar volumes all equal to or less than the first normative percentile. New paragraph, a few punctate nonspecific scattered cerebral white matter T2 flare hyperintensities were identified clinically, consistent with ischemic mild chronic microvascular ischemic disease, possible history of migraine, brain injury, or other etiology. New paragraph, laboratory. Diagnostic laboratory was abnormal, showing a Quest AD detect P-TAU 17 plasma laboratory study increased at 0.93. The neurofilament light chain, (NFL) in the plasma was also abnormally elevated at 4.05, finding that it can be increased after neural injury. Elevated levels present in a number of disease states, including multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's disease, ALS, and traumatic brain injury. New paragraph, the Quest AD detect, (APO, E), isoform in the plasma showed an elevated E4 value, a normative E3 value, for average Alzheimer's risk. New paragraph, the Quest Alzheimer's disease detect beta amyloid 42/40 ratio in the plasma was reported to be reduced to 0.148, consistent with a high risk of Alzheimer's disease. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. History and clinical laboratory findings suggesting cognitive decline, possibly of the Alzheimer's variety. Imaging studies are consistent with diffuse cerebral cortical injury, which may be seen with Alzheimer's or other disorders. New paragraph. Medical testing suggests increased neurofilament light chain cytoskeletal protein that may be consistent with neuronal injury of various forms. New paragraph. The basic diagnostic laboratory study for Alzheimer's disease risk biomarkers are abnormal with 4 positive values. Initial recommendations. Laboratory testing for the findings of neurofilament light chain studies. Follow-up imaging including PET CT amyloid imaging to exclude Alzheimer's disease directly. New paragraph imaging, brain imaging, dementia, icometrics with and without contrast. Show no evidence for abnormal contrast enhancement, acute ischemia, acute intracranial hemorrhage, mass effect, encephalomalacia, or malformation. Nonspecific generalized involutional changes of the cerebral hemispheres with whole brain, hippocampal, and cortical lobar volumes all equal to or less than the first normative percentile. The dedicated Alzheimer's disease biomarkers show a few punctate nonspecific scattered cerebral white matter T2 flare type hyperintensities described in asymptomatic and symptomatic patients in the medical literature with a broad differential diagnosis, most commonly described incidentally with mild chronic microvascular ischemic changes associated with migraine headache history, history of traumatic brain injury, and other etiologies. New subparagraph of pineal gland, corpus callosum, cellar region, and other midline structures are unremarkable. The sinuses appear clear. New paragraph. Brain amyloid PET CT imaging study completed at the Northern California PET Imaging Center in Sacramento utilizing radiopharmaceutical Amivid injection IV The image shows considerable tracer activity in the gray matter with poor contrast between the gray and white matter involving the entire cerebral cortices. The concurrent CT imaging shows mild to moderate generalized cortical atrophy and prominent ventricles. The PET imaging data was analyzed with all caps SUV small r showing an average value of cerebral structures of 1.38 normal less than 1.04. New paragraph, impression. This is an abnormally positive amyloid brain scan with quantitative all caps SUV small r. Showing monitor frequent amyloid neuritic plaques, neuropathological examination, with this amount of neuritic plaque is seen in patients with Alzheimer's disease, but may also be seen in other patients with other types of neurological conditions. New paragraph. Static and ambulatory electroencephalograms were completed and interpreted by Dr. John Schmidt, MD, in Oroville, subparagraph, the study showed brief polymorphic theta during normal drowsiness, low voltage of diffuse theta activity, 4 to 8 hertz, with maximal amplitude of 15 microvolts, and ambulatory study showing a 24-hour ambulatory standard of 10 to 20 international 16 lead placement polymorphic theta is seen during the normal drowsiness, vertex waves and K-complexes, sleep spindles were seen during stage 2 to stage 3 and stage 4 sleep, with no REM sleep attained. Diffuse low voltage theta activity, 4 to 5 hertz, was present with 3 episodes of spike and polyspike and wave. With a left frontotemporal focus. The longest spike and polyspike and wave activity was identified at beginning at 12:45 hours, lasting through 13:01 hours for 16 minutes. This may be seen due to encephalopathy or encephalitis. Multiple episodes of this activity were seen with the left frontotemporal focus consistent with an electrographic seizure. Paragraph, psychological testing was performed by Dr. Sarah Bowerman, Bowerman, PhD, in Paradise, California, reviewing a disability report, adult form, and medical progress notes in 2024. At the time, he was taking Lamictal 25 milligrams. He showed some symptoms of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. But did not meet the full criteria for the diagnosis. United psychiatric history, including a history of drugs and alcohol. He also denied consumption of alcohol and the use of street drugs. He completed the Wechsler Adult Intelligence Scale, the Memory Scale, and Trail Making Testing. He was found to have an impaired ability to carry out simple one- and two-step instructions. Marked impairment in his ability to carry out detailed and uncomplicated job instructions. His ability to understand, remember, and carry out extensive variety of technical and complex job instructions was markedly impaired. His ability to maintain concentration, attention for pacing, tracking, and scanning was markedly impaired. His ability to respond appropriately to coworkers and supervisors and the public is mild to moderately impaired. His ability to respond appropriately to usual work situations was markedly impaired because of neurocognitive symptoms. His ability to deal with changes in routine work setting is moderate to markedly impaired. His neurocognitive mild to moderately impaired his inability to interact with others in acceptable social ways. He was thought to have incapacity in managing his own funds. He completed the sleep disorders questionnaire scoring 2 over 24. The NIH quality of life questionnaire showed some difficulty with communication, mild difficulty with sleep disturbance, mild to moderate cognitive dysfunction, slight reduction in his sense of positive affect and well-being, essentially no symptoms of chronic fatigue. Moderate symptoms of anxiety. Slight symptoms of depression. Moderate symptoms of emotional and behavioral discontrol. Laboratory testing showed a Quest Alzheimer's Detect, all caps PTAU, 217, elevated, neurofilament light chain, plasma 4.05, parenthesis elevated, the Quest Alzheimer's Detect APOE, values of E3/E4, medical laboratory dementia testing showed a slightly reduced MCHC, B12 and folate were normal, the A-beta 42/40 ratio at 0.148 was lowered, placing the patient at high risk for Alzheimer's disease. Vitamin D level was normal. Immunofixation pattern in the urine was normal. The post-COVID-19 coagulation panel was normal. second paragraph. In consideration of his history and presentation with findings consistent with cerebral amyloidosis, we are referring him to the amyloidosis infusion treatment program in Marysville for further evaluation and treatment. New paragraph, we will see him for reevaluation with the results of his follow-up imaging studies and infusion results that will be managed over a period of time. New paragraph, I'll send a follow-up report then, period.